Hi, this is Sarit Switzer, and welcome to the It Is Taught podcast, a podcast devoted to the teachings of Rabbi Schneur Zalman of Liadi, as recorded in his most famous work, The Tanya. My hope for this show is to make these teachings accessible and relatable to the average person, regardless of prior Jewish education or affiliation. The episodes follow the prescribed daily study portions and are meant to serve as practical lessons in how to live your life as your true self and develop an authentic and powerful relationship with your Creator. I have personally experienced the effects the study of this work has had on me, and I'm excited to share what I can of this knowledge with you. So please join me on this journey of learning, self-growth, and connection with your source. Hi, and welcome to the It Is Taught podcast. This is episode 137 for the 7th of Nisan in a leap year. And today we are going to be talking about fledglings. In other words, little birds who are just hatched and are unable to fly. Or rather, what we will really be talking about is about how these birds eventually do take flight and how this serves as an analogy for us understanding our service of God. So for context, again, we are still in the middle of chapter 40, and we're going to be looking at another note today that the Alter Rebbe inserted into the text. And the Alter Rebbe actually brings this analogy, so it's not my own analogy of a fledgling, of a bird. And he actually brings this up in two ways. First of all, he talks about the fact that the Zohar, the Tikkuni Zohar, refers to people who engage in Torah and mitzvahs with fear and love as being called children, as opposed to those who engage in Torah and mitzvahs but are lacking fear and love as being fledglings who can't fly. And then he also gets into a discussion in Tikkuni Zohar, which describes that the image of a bird actually represents the angel Metatron. So the basic idea, as we'll learn, is the difference between a fledgling and a bird that flies is really their wings and having their wings be fully developed. And the analogy for this with a person, the Alter Rebbe will explain to us, is that the wings of a bird are likened to the arms of a person. And the arms of a person, on a spiritual sense, in a spiritual level, represent the attributes of love and fear of God. And so when we're talking about our spiritual service of serving God and doing God's commandments and his Torah, then in order to have these commandments and Torah fly, in order for them to rise up to their ultimate purpose, they need to have wings. And the wings for that are the love and fear of God. So we've been talking about this a lot, the idea of having the right intention when we do our Torah mitzvahs and how this allows them to ascend and to go to their proper place. So let's get into the text here and see how the Alter Rebbe explains all of this. So the Alter Rebbe starts off actually not in the footnote just yet. He's continuing along. He goes back into the text and he says that through this we will understand how it is that love and fear of God are called wings by way of analogy. As it says, and here the Alter Rebbe brings a citation from Yeshayahu chapter 6 verse 2, which says, "Uvashtaim yofef," and with two wings he flies. So the Alter Rebbe is saying that this is alluding to the two attributes of love and fear. And then in brackets, the Alter Rebbe says that, and this is also what Rabbi Chaim Vital of blessed memory said in the Gate of Unity in Shar HaYichudim in chapter 11, that the wings of a bird are like the arms of man. And similarly in the Tikkunim, it discusses how those who are involved in Torah and mitzvahs out of fear and love are called children, but if they're not, then they are called fledglings because they cannot actually fly. Now here the Alter Rebbe gets into the footnote. And so here we go. So the Alter Rebbe says that in Tikkun 45 of Tikkuni Zohar, it is written that the figure of a bird represents the archangel Metatron. So what does this mean? So the Alter Rebbe is going to explain this. So he says that the head of this angel, Metatron, is the letter Yud of Hashem's name. So remember Hashem's name, the Tetragrammaton, which is the four letter name of God. So it's like the most supernal name of God where all other names of God stem from. So it's made up of four levels. It's made up of Yud, it's made up of He, it's made up of Vav, and then another He at the end. So in describing this angel Metatron, so if we think about this image of a bird, that's what I guess the image of the angel kind of looks like, we can understand it like this. So that basically the head of this bird or angel is the Yud, the letter Yud of this name of God. The body of the angel or the bird is Vav. And the two wings are the two Heys. And now the Altar is going to give us an interesting fact, which is that the world of Yetzirah is actually called Metatron. So thus, when we think about the world of Yetzirah, we can liken it to Metatron. So what does this mean? So what do we know about Yetzirah? So in Yetzirah, this is likened to the Mishnah. So I believe we talked about this already in Tanya, but we're mentioning it here again, that each world has a different aspect of Torah, which is like the realm of that world. And so in the world of Yetzirah is the world of Mishnah. And so within that world of Yetzirah are found the Mishnah. Which what is the Mishnah basically? It's all of the various halachos, like all of the various laws of the Torah. And so then now we know we're seeing a bird, we're also seeing this angel Metatron, and then we're seeing Yetzirah, and we're kind of making all of them synonymous. So now when we talk about how the bird, the head of this bird, what does the head represent? The head represents the mind. It represents intelligence, which is the aspect of the Chochmah, Bina, and Das, the three intellectual attributes, right? Which is what does this mean when we talk about Mishnah, like when we're talking about this world of Yetzirah? This is the inner aspect of the halachos. This is their secrets, the more esoteric meaning behind them and the meaning behind them. Like it's sort of like the inner meaning of the mitzvahs. This is the head, the intellect of the mitzvahs, of the halacha. And the two wings, what are the two wings? The two wings, which are the two Heys that we talked about, this is love and fear, as we mentioned previously in the introduction. So then we have two Heys. Why do we have two Heys? Because the higher Hey, because again, we have the Yud, the Hey, so that's the higher Hey, the first Hey that appears in that name, is love of God. And then the lower Hey, which is the last Hey, the end of the Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei name, represents lower fear, which is like just having like a sense of fear of God, like just like kind of like this basic level of like fear and awe of God, which is that we're like scared, like there's like a sense of dread and fear of God's kingship, just like you would be scared of a actual king of flesh and blood, for example. So you might like tremble if like a king walked into the room, make sure you're standing at attention, you know, all that kind of stuff, which is like the more external type of fear that is really revealed, which is not the case. So there's actually a higher level of fear that we're going to be learning about, which is a more fear of shame. Like it's like more of this like shameful kind of thing. And this is like a fear of those things which are hidden to God, like, so only God knows about them. So it's like a certain kind of like awe, more than like just like an innate, like, oh wow, I don't want the king to punish me kind of thing. It's more of this like reverence kind of thing, is this higher level of fear. And this higher level of fear is found in this higher level of wisdom, which is the Yud of the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Tetragrammaton, as is written about in Ram Hemna. So that's the end of the section. So just to sum that up a little bit. So again, if we look at this like imagery of a bird, so there's the head of the bird, there's the body of the bird, and there's the wings of the bird. And we also talked about how the bird represents this angel Metatron, which is the angel that is synonymous with the world of Yetzirah. And this world of Yetzirah is related to Mishnah, which is the part of Torah that has to do with halachos, with the various Jewish laws, like the way that the actual practical way that we need to serve God. And so then when we look at this bird, so it's made up of a head, a body, and two wings. The head of the bird can be thought of as the intellect of the bird, which means that it's the inner understanding of these halachas, like the actual meaning behind them, the inner aspect of them. Then we have the body of the bird, which is the actual body of the halachos itself. And then we have the wings of the bird. And the wings of the bird are the love and fear of God that are necessary for doing God's will properly. And then we also talked about how we can also look at this bird as and the various parts of the bird as being symbolic of the various letters within the Tetragrammaton, within the four-letter name of God. And how the head, this intellect, this more like inner aspect of the laws and meaning behind it all, this represents the letter Yud of the name. Then the body of the bird, which is the actual body of the halachos itself, this represents the letter Vav of the name, Yudke Vavke. And then the two wings represent the two hays. There's the higher hay and the lower hay. The higher hay of the bird represents one wing, which represents love of God. And the second wing represents fear, specifically speaking, the lower level of fear of God, which is just like a sense of dread that a person might have, just like they would have when they see a physical kind of king. And then the altar boy left off with like a little note about the fact that there's not only lower level of fear, there's also a higher level of fear, but that is represented to not by the letter hey, but it's rather represented by the letter yud, because it's connected to this more intellectual kind of understanding that's connected more to chokhmah. So that's it for today. So hopefully you have an image in your head now of this bird that's connected to Metatron, that's connected to the world of Yetzirah, that's connected to Mishnah, and that is connected to God's name of Yudke Vavke. That's sort of like the thread of all of this here. So we will continue along these lines tomorrow. Again, continuing with chapter 40, and I will speak to you then. Thanks for listening to the It Is Taught podcast, hosted by Sarit Switzer. This podcast is dedicated in loving memory of my maternal grandfather, Avraham Yitzchak ben Binyamin HaKohen of blessed memory. Music by Shoshana. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to support the show, please share it with others and subscribe on YouTube, Apple iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And make sure to leave us a 5-star review. To find out more about the It Is Taught project, including more information on my soon-to-be-published book, please visit our website, itistaught.com. To catch the latest from me, follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Looking forward to speaking with you tomorrow, and until then, have a great day.